since our administration came in, we see also increased interest on the economic field. Right now, as we all know, there is the cobalt mining initiative on the Zambian Copper Belt, which is going to be one of the biggest mining companies in our country. That is positive. This is something that we've been talking about for years and years for the Americans to engage economically. We are also talking about linking Angola, Zambia, and DRC via the Lobito Railway Corridor, which is very important because as Congo, DRC, and Zambia ramp up production in the critical minerals, we need reliable infrastructure, transport infrastructure, to take those minerals and value-added minerals to the oceans.
What impact do you see that having on Zambia's economy?
Yeah. I mean, this is part of getting the economy to grow because the mine itself is going to employ so many people. The transport logistics, the railway line, and so forth, those two employ lots of people. So those are jobs. But also, the corridor along where the railway line is going to run, this is one of the areas where we are targeting opening up the land so that we have a rich agriculture production at all levels, small scale, medium, and the large corporate estates, because we want this railway line to be busy, not just carrying copper, but also agriculture produce. So positive.
What role is the relations playing in terms of the Zambian debt restructuring initiative launched by your administration?
All these item initiatives that I'm talking about, they will be hard to realize if Zambia was still carrying the tag on its back saying defaulter, defaulter, somebody who defaulted on loans. The debt structuring takes away that stigma, and that creates interest from the private sector who are so critical in this quest to increase economic activity in the country.
So far, with this initiative your administration has launched in terms of jumpstarting the economy, creating jobs for the youth or the unemployed in Zambia, when do you anticipate this program's yielding fruits for the average Zambian to say, okay, we are benefiting from these policies that the administration has implemented?
There are some benefits that have already been realized. This government is now spending more money to take every child to school. This government is building more classrooms, desks, and teachers' houses than any other government since independence. So these are examples of tangible benefits that we are already accruing because of shifting resources in the right places. Now, areas like mining, of course, the bulk of the benefits that will come out of this comes a little bit with a lag, but we are all aware that by next year, the mineral production and everything else, services around that, that is already going to show benefits. But the journey to increase economic prosperity, the journey to create more jobs, that is a continuous journey.
Recently, the government expressed concern about climate change, which has affected some agricultural produce. What is the move here to blunt the difficulties or challenges as a result of climate change, which has impacted agriculture negatively so far?
That has been a very serious problem in 2024. So the issue is what happens next. The package of relief given to farmers for next year is in place and also bigger. This package means assisting farmers on critical inputs such as seed, fertilizers. It includes providing bigger ticket size of loans to go to farmers. It also includes that ticket of loan to farmers, not just the seed and fertilizers, but also to assist them to be able to invest into irrigation facilities. The good thing is that these days, we no longer depend on diesel and petrol engines. Solar pumps are now available at the smallest scale to the big scale. So it is about creating that resilience in the minds of the people, in the hands of the people, so that they can be able to do more. So the response to this is not necessarily about putting a lot of money because we don't have it. It's about policy changes that attracts the private sector to come and invest.
So what do you think is the economic output so far in Zambia, and going into the new year or 2025, what are the prospects of a boom for the people of Zambia?
We started 2024 projecting that the economy was going to grow by more than 5%. Because of the drought, which became more and more evident as we progressed during the year, that growth rate has now been cut to 1.2% or thereabout. So 2024 is a hard year, but the projections that are there now for 2025 and going beyond, and these are projections by ourselves together with other institutions like the IMF and the World Bank, those projections show stronger growth. We expect more than 6% growth next year. And from next year, with that 6% growth, we expect continued growth as the efforts that have been made to reform sectors such as manufacturing, mining, energy kick in. We expect continuous growth. So this year, tough year, but going forward, we expect just nothing but growth, growth, growth.
What assurances are you giving the people of Zambia? And now that you are here in Washington attending the yearly or annual IMF World Bank meetings, what will be your major takeaways?
The major takeaway is that given some of the concerns about the world economy now, climate change, conflicts in certain spots like the Middle East, Eastern Europe, which will weigh down on growth, the takeaway for us is that we have the prospects of performance above average of the world economy simply because of the resources that we have, which everybody wants, everybody needs to decarbonize the planet. So yes, you can have average or perhaps even stagnating world economy or moderate world economy, but we have the opportunities ourselves of growing the Zambian economy well above average if we take advantage of these critical minerals that we have, create the correct environment as we have done. I think it's evident to all the Zambians now that mining is bound to get bigger and bigger. And the tourism sector, we are also seeing growth. Policy changes, just by removing visa requirements from the countries which have the biggest tourist market. So these are the things that we are seeing taking place. So yes, the environment here is about caution, but for us, because of the critical minerals, people see opportunities in our countries.